Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 9th China Fahui on Minghui.org entitled The Responsibilities of Young DAFA Practitioners by a DAFA practitioner from China.
Minghui Fahui, The Responsibilities of Young DAFA Practitioners by a DAFA practitioner from China. Greetings, Reverend Master. Greetings, fellow practitioners. I would like to report on my 13 years of cultivation to revered master. Obtaining the Fa. I obtained the Fa with my mother at the end of March 1999. That year, I had just started high school and would rush home immediately after classes ended. One afternoon, I hurried home as usual, but was shocked to find my seriously ill mother cooking in the kitchen. She had finished preparing most of the meal. I hurried to help her into the living room, but she shocked me further by commenting with a smile, "After dinner, I want to go to the nearby apartments to practice Falun Dafa." My mother actually suffered from a serious stomach disorder and was unable to keep down anything she ate. Seeing how much she suffered, despite being on medication for the previous 6 months, had almost scared me to death, and now she wanted to eat a full meal? I looked at her doubtfully. I hastened to the kitchen and placed a small amount of rice in her bowl. After some hesitation, I added more till the bowl was more than half full, before serving it to my mother with some misgivings. I stood aside and watched her eat until she noticed me standing there and said, "Quickly, come eat with me. We can go to the practice site together." I hurried to finish my food. Mother finished her meal quickly without any sign of wanting to throw up. I was amazed. I hastened to give her her crutches, but she replied, "There is no need. Let's hurry and leave, or we will be late." I threw aside the crutches that had been her constant companions for the past year. My mother had been involved in a car accident in 1997, just before the New Year. The accident had fractured her spine and compressed her nerves, and hurried to catch up. While attempting to support by her arm, I tried to advise her, "Slow down, you will fall." She replied, "You can stop holding me up, I am well already." Seeing her steady footsteps as she descended the stairs, I started questioning myself, wondering if this was all a dream. At the practice site, an older man started to teach Mother how to do the exercises. Not far away, I saw a group of adults doing the exercises to a soothing, beautiful melody. I observed the group till it was time for my night classes to start. I said to the man teaching my mother, "I have to return to school. Thank you for helping my mother." He replied, "There is no need to thank me. Thank our master." On the way back to school, I started thinking, Mother's serious illnesses was cured in an instant. That was so miraculous. Is Falun Dafa more advanced than modern medicine? But Mother was cured, and I saw it with my own eyes. I could not help jumping for joy. Choice. Mother was able to eat normally after a week of practicing Falun Dafa and started working a month later. Our family was filled with joy once more. Mother managed to obtain the precious book, Chuan Falun, and every weekend I would accompany Mother to the practice site to do the exercises. Afterwards, we would join these adults in a group to study Chuan Falun. By reading this precious book, I learned how to be a good person, clearing away the atheist beliefs the evil CCP had instilled in me. But those happy times did not last long. Practitioners peacefully gathered on April 25, 1999. Soon after, the evil CCP launched the nationwide persecution of Falun Gong. However, we chose to continue practicing Dafa. Late one night, we saw a large Falun revolving in our living room. Mother said, Master is offering us encouragement. Eliminate the evil. One day, during my third year winter break in high school, I was watching CCP television programs alone on New Year's Day, when the station broadcast news of Falun Gong practitioners self-immolating on Tiananmen Square. I saw a huge fire in the square and hastily called Mother over. With a heavy heart, my mother stared at the TV silently and in shock. After the New Year, Mother came home one day with a large bundle of red paper, paper cutters, ink, and a brush. She spread out the paper and started to write while I read. The Tiananmen self-immolation was staged, using lies to justify the killing of innocent people. Heaven will not tolerate such acts. I asked her, the Tiananmen self-immolation incident was not real? The CCP claims to be such a powerful ruling party. Surely they would not resort to such despicable means. Mother looked at me and replied, I too thought that the CCP would not stoop to such unbelievably disgraceful methods. But this is the truth. If truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is wrong, then there is no righteousness in this world. Mother sighed and continued, Falun Gong saved my life, and this is a debt I cannot repay. The CCP is resorting to such unscrupulous methods to slander Falun Dafa and Master. I have to stand up and expose this shameful lie. Let us do what we can. Mother started distributing flyers outside while I stayed home to write them. I wrote till the end of the school break. During the school term, I stayed on campus but came home every weekend to write flyers with my mother. This continued until I graduated from high school. Later, I had a dream where the flyers we had made became powerful elves armed with spears and wiped out many evil monsters. Master helped me choose a special field of study. After I finished my university entry exams, I poured all of my energy into helping Mother produce truth clarification flyers. Then came the time to choose my major for college, and in the resulting confusion, I somehow ended up with civil engineering. Later, I found out that civil engineering was actually one of the five most popular majors with good prospects. Thank you, Master, for helping me to choose a good major. Revered Master's protection. Not only did Master help me pick a good major, he also protected and looked after me all the time. During my third year at university, Mother was arrested for distributing flyers. I worried about how she would cope in the hands of the authorities. Then during my summer break, they forced her into a brainwashing center. When I went to visit her, I told myself, you cannot cry when you see her. I really did not cry on the day of the visit and even reassured her. Don't worry, I have grown up already. When Mother asked me about my living expenses, I replied, it is not a problem since I have a scholarship. Throughout our meeting, the officers watched us constantly. As I was leaving, the officers threatened me, if you refuse to cooperate with us, we will inform your school that your mother is a Falun Gong practitioner. I replied in anger, you are all despicable. Let me out of the car. They stopped the car and let me out before driving away. With no clue where I was, I stood at the side of the road to calm myself down. Then a bus stopped beside me and I took a closer look before recognizing that this was a familiar bus that traveled to the area near my home. I boarded it and easily reached home, thanking Master along the way. I started to run out of money during my fourth year at university. I had problems paying for my meals. However, the problem was solved unexpectedly when the term started. I had made top scores for three consecutive years, so I was awarded the most prestigious scholarship. With this, I did not have to worry about money for food anymore. In addition, there were speech competitions. The school would inform me to attend each contest, and I always won first prize in every competition I entered. Master had helped me to resolve my most urgent financial problem, though I experienced an even more amazing miracle later. My classmates were busy contacting prospective places of employment after graduation, because it was usually difficult to find a job after graduating from a university in China. I was the exception, as I had three companies to choose from. My classmates were envious, but I knew it was Master who was helping me. After considering how much time I would need to keep up my cultivation and the salary I needed, I chose to go to a company in northwestern China. Actually, this was also arranged by Master. By this time, I had lost contact with my mother for over a year. Within half a year of reaching the Northwest, Master arranged it so that Mother and I managed to come into contact with each other. She frequently encouraged me, "You must listen to Master and do things according to Master's requirements." After 1 year in the Northwest, I went home for a visit. By then, I had not seen my mother for close to 3 years. We were together for less than 3 weeks. During this time, I studied the Fa with her and went out with her to distribute flyers and persuade people to quit the CCP. I experienced a great sense of fulfillment and happiness. My employer soon requested that I return. I was unable to buy a ticket for the first train I'd planned on taking and had to settle for the next train. I only discovered after reaching my workplace that a typhoon had flipped over 11 sections of a train near where I worked, killing many people. That train was the one I had not been able to buy a ticket for. I hurriedly contacted Mother. Once again, Master had protected me. Walking the path arranged by Master. After staying in the Northwest for 3.5 years, I had accumulated quite a bit of savings. Because my environment was stable, I planned to bring my mother to stay with me. Mother had no objection and only said, "If this is Master's arrangement, I will go with you. If not, even you cannot take me away." At the train station, my heart started to waver, and this feeling only grew with each passing moment. I silently asked Master, "Should I take Mother with me? If I should, then let two women come in together. If not, let a man and a woman come in together." Just as I finished this thought, a man and a woman entered the building, and I started crying. I told my mother, "Master does not want you to leave, so I will not leave either. I will stay at home and cultivate with you." Mother replied, "Master wants me to stay, but he did not say that you should not go." I replied, "The tickets have been returned, and there are no tickets to be bought within the next 10 days. Mother replied, "If it is Master's arrangement for you to leave, then even if you have to go by plane, you still must go." The next day, my employer urgently phoned asking me to return. I replied, "How can I? Train tickets for the next 10 days are completely sold out." My boss replied, "You can fly back." My mother, who was listening beside me, laughed, and I laughed with her. While searching online for my plane ticket, I remarked to her, "I am not even sure if there are seats left." Mother replied, "If this is arranged by Master, then you can be sure that the last ticket will be held for you." The next day, when I went to the ticket counter to collect my ticket, the salesperson told us, "This is the last ticket." Mother and I both laughed, and I thanked Master from the bottom of my heart. This incident gave me much food for thought. As DAFA practitioners, only the path arranged by Master will be easy to travel. Otherwise, it would be hard to even move one step forward. This year, another company offered to hire me for a higher salary. Though I immediately refused their offer, Mother said, "You rejected their offer without a second thought. If this was arranged by Master, aren't you making a mistake?" I panicked. "I have already rejected them. What should I do?" Mother replied, "Do not worry. If this was arranged by Master, then they will call you again." I kept my mother's words in mind, and the company really called back again that afternoon. I agreed to work for them, as this was surely arranged by Master. Then a little Dafa practitioner, today an adult with important responsibilities. Recalling my 13 years of cultivation, I deeply appreciate Master's compassion, the seriousness of cultivation, and the crucial responsibilities of Dafa practitioners. Though Mother and I are parent and child, our cultivation paths are vastly different. We each have our own missions, and Master's arrangements are very orderly. Mother often tells me, Master arranged for you to earn a substantial income, but not for you to benefit from a life of luxury in this human world. I reply, I know. This new year, I withdrew 1,700 yuan and handed it to Mother. I told her, please manage this money. You can give it to any material production sites that have run out of funding. I can give you more if this is not enough. You often remind me that our lives were saved by Master, and that nothing we do will ever be enough to pay Master's mercy. Now let me solemnly declare that all I earn will be considered resources for Dafa. Mother looked at me and smiled. I have been working for 6 years and have given Mother thousands of yuan. I know she has been using the money to fund Dafa validation things. Mother was right. Master arranged for me to earn money so that the money could be used to validate Dafa. Actually, Master must have enlightened me through Mother, and I am determined to follow Master's words. Job and marriage. Since I started working, I have tried to adhere to the standards set by Master's requirements in everything I do. Not long after my arrival in the Northwest, I received a recruitment call from another company who offered to hire me at twice my salary. I declined their offer as I knew this was a test to eliminate my attachments to personal gain. I told the other party, "Thank you for your kindness, but I am unable to accept it. If I leave my company now, my boss will not be able to find a replacement in time. There is also nobody to take over my responsibilities. I cannot selfishly place my personal benefit before that of everyone else." Without my knowledge, news of this incident spread quickly among my peers and eventually reached my boss, who was touched by my consideration. He said, "I never thought there would be people like you today." Shortly afterwards, my boss granted me a special increment in salary, and thereafter my salary would be increased every year. Our company had projects spanning the entire north to south of Xinjiang Autonomous Region, so business trips were commonplace. Whether on business trips or projects, there were always opportunities to earn bribes. But whatever the amount of the bribes offered by the leaders of these projects, I refused to accept them. I applied the strict standards set for cultivators in my work, without any form of deceit, and won the trust and respect of my boss and fellow colleagues in the process. I even won the respect of many grudging project leaders. I know this is the mighty virtue of Dafa. My good reputation spread quickly among those in the business, and the boss of another company offered me an incredibly high salary if I agreed to work for him. I am certain all this was arranged by Master. Later, my former boss contacted me at my new company, inviting me to return. He said, "Letting you leave was my mistake. We will keep your position open and welcome you back any time." I expressed my gratitude once more. I know all this is arranged by Master and given by Dafa. I will treasure what I have and treasure the lives I come in contact with. Treating those around me with kindness is the best measure of how well I treasure myself. On the topic of marriage, I overcame my marital test by letting things fall naturally in place and trusting Master to make the appropriate arrangements. Master mentioned in Juan Falun, we cultivators always let things happen naturally. If something is yours, nobody will take it away. And if something isn't yours, you won't be able to get it even by fighting for it. One year, my aunt introduced me to a volunteer soldier from the army. I clarified the truth to him and advised him to quit the CCP. He agreed to quit, which ensured his life was saved. But I discovered this was not Master's sole arrangement for me, as this allowed us the opportunity to meet. Mother told me this story when I was still a child. She had a very vivid dream around the time of my conception. She was on board a train whose floors were covered entirely in silver coins. Passengers were frantically snatching up the coins, but Mother did not join in. She stood next to a train window, gazing at the colorful clouds outside. Suddenly, a peacock flew from out those colorful clouds and headed towards her. As it neared the train window, the peacock transformed into a little fairy maiden who flew into my mother's breast. My mother awoke and later discovered that she was pregnant with me. My brother was only a little over 1 year old then, and the CCP's family planning policy was strictly enforced. At that time, my worried mother was informed by her workplace leader of the decision to send her away for a year to study. My mother carried me to term while studying in school, and I was a month old when she graduated. In this way, I was safely delivered into this world. Mother was not punished, and her workplace leader even helped with the household registration arrangements. Only after obtaining the FA did I realize everything was arranged by Master. We should accomplish well the three things as arranged by revered Master to fulfill our vows. Please kindly point out any mistakes. Thank you, revered Master. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.